But where Yardana and Yardahum fell Kuniga from Yafrunon, who the Athelingus Ellen Framadon. Oft shul shafing shafna fratum, money a marthum, miodo settle oftach, exode erlas, zidan erest worth fair shaft funden. He thus frovri abad, works under woknum, worth mundum fach, of that him agwilch imse tendra over hronhrada hirn shoulder, gomben gilden. That was God Cuning. That was the opening of the old English poem, Beowulf. Mine is not a professional reading, but it may give some idea of what English sounded like in the 8th century when the poem was written. Old English has now to be learned as a foreign language. However, 600 years or so later, the language had changed to the extent that even without training, we can understand some of it. Here is the opening of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, written in Middle English. One that April with his shore is zorter, the draught of March hath persed to the rota, and by that every vine in such liquor, of which virtue engenders the flower, one Zaphyrus ache with his sweet of breath, and spared hath in every holt and heath the tender croppus, and the young Azon hath in the ram his halva corsi runner, and smaller fowlers mark and melodia, that sleep in all the nicht with open ee, so pricketh him natur in her courages, than and longing folk to go on pilgrimages, and palmerous for the zaken strange stranders, to ferne hallways couth in sundry londes, and specially from every shire's end of Engoland to Canterbury, the high wender, the holy blissful martyr for the zeke, that him hath holpen when that they were zeke. English has changed yet again since then, and there's no reason why it should stop doing so.